Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it might be hard to believe if your neighborhood is still covered in snow right now, but the Major League Baseball season is almost here. Spring training is in full swing, and opening day, yep, less than a month away. But oddly, one of the game's best players is still without a team. Slugger Bryce Harper remains a free agent. After playing for the Washington Nationals the last seven seasons, Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, let's break some news. You're going to hire Bryce Harper for $330 million, yeah?
Yes, I have some designs on topiary gardening around the house. just put him to work. I figure if he signs autographs and he charges about $50 in, let's do the math here, in about 6 million autographs, it'll pay for itself.
So as I understand, the Phillies and the Dodgers are talking with Harper, but why hasn't he signed a new contract yet?
I think it has something to do with the $320 million. I mean, it's just a huge, huge price tag. It would be, depending on how you measure it, either the biggest price paid over a 10-year contract, or if you want to calculate it per year, it might also be among the biggest. And Bryce Harper is a great player. He's a very, very, very good player. I don't know that such a player exists that would guarantee the return on that contract. And if it does exist, if such a player does exist, he's probably Mike Trout. He's probably not Bryce Harper. So you could argue that there will necessarily be some overpaying, but you're still going to get a great player on your team. The problem is there are players who've had careers up to his 26-year season, so Bryce is 26, that got hurt and have just flamed out. And when you have a guaranteed contract in baseball on the books of that price tag, it can waylay a franchise. On the other hand, they've done the analysis and they said, who are some players who are about as good as Bryce Harper when they were 26? And some of those names include, Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. So the upside's there too.
Well, and he doesn't just want more than $300 million. As I understand, he wants like a long-term deal, 10 years. And, 10 years is a long time in a sport. As you say, people can get injured, people can wipe out. That's a long-term contract.
Right. And 36 years old, I mean, there are great players who are still highly productive at 36, but then there are also players who aren't. And if you look at the contract that Albert Pujols signed with the Angels, he's 38 and can barely make it around the bases. So the conventional wisdom is this. When you pay a contract like that, what you're doing is you're hoping to get as many years, but, you figure in years 9 and 10, you're not going to get a highly productive player. But then again, in years 9 and 10, you know what? If Major League Baseball does everything right, $30 million won't even be the highest paid guy on his team.
Well, there were these rumblings earlier that, from some quarters that our teams, they're not spending enough on talent. But, I mean, all-star Manny Machado got a whopping $300 million contract, a 10-year deal with the San Diego Padres this offseason. I mean, it seems like some teams that can afford it are willing to spend.
Yes, and Nolan Arenado of the Rockies, 8 years, $260 million, which per year is $32.5 million. That's actually higher than Machado's.
I could live on that.
Yeah, you could do okay. You could maybe even lower your price for autograph signings. Craig Kimbrell, reliever, who's a great closer for the Red Sox, unsigned. So I do think there is a little bit of trepidation to throw around the kind of money that baseball has been used to throwing around. And maybe it has to do with they're still raking in a lot of money from TV deals, but maybe they're looking at long term, and it doesn't seem like the product of baseball is as exciting to younger Americans as the product of other sports, namely the NBA, but also, the product of Fortnite and esports.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, not as popular. Last season, total Major League Baseball attendance fell below 70 million for the first time in 15 years. I mean, is that the kind of canary in the coal mine that it's just not attracting enough new fans? And if so, why?
I wouldn't look at the in-game attendance as the ultimate metric, and I know they don't, though with 162 games a year, it's more important to baseball than, say, the NFL. Baseball ratings on TV are not great nationally, but what the teams have is locally teams are especially if they're good teams, they get a lot of money from regional sports networks. But that entire model is being changed a little bit. So I think what the sports leagues think are that the places that have paid them to televise their games might change. Maybe one day it will be Google and Amazon or the regional versions thereof. They still think that they're America's game and there's plenty of ways to make money. But I don't see too many empirical metrics where you could say, this shows that the interest of baseball is on the upswing. The question is, can it be on the downswing, but we limit our losses and still make tens of millions of dollars and still justify a Bryce Harper salary? You want to know where I think he's going, by the way?
The Phillies.
It could be the Phillies or the Dodgers. The Giants have gotten into it, too. But I think that his agent just might be floating that out there just to maybe goose the offer from the Dodgers and Phillies a little bit more.
He still could go to the Mike Pesca Pescaderos. You never know.
Yes, the Fighting Pescaderos, where 1-161. But just you never know when that one win is going to come. So come to the park.
Mike Pesca here in Now Sports Analyst. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome.